Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Restoring Vision. And beloved, applying what we've been learning these last several days, on a personal level, we need vision. And what is vision? Well, of course, it's the ability to be able to see with your physical or natural eye, but also it refers to spiritual vision. In the spirit, the act or power of seeing. And of course, in Scripture, the eye is illustrative of the mind. Matthew 6:22, Jesus said, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy body, thy whole body, shall be full of light." And of course, he was referring to our eyes being focused on Jesus, because Jesus is the light of the world. And if our spiritual eyes are single, are focused on Him, quote, "our whole body shall be full of light." Well, God formed the eye. He formed the physical eye of man, but also He formed us and fashioned our soul and spirit so that we could understand His ways and understand Him and His character, His nature, the ways of God. Proverbs 20:12 says, "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made both of them." And in Proverbs 15:30, we read, "The light of the eye rejoices the heart." Now, you might say, "Well, Sister Glass, this is all well and good," but there are times, I know I've experienced, perhaps you have experienced, or maybe actually experiencing it even as you're listening to me, that your spiritual eyesight or vision is growing dim or faint. And beloved, there's reasons for that. We live in a fallen world. We encounter tribulation. Jesus warned us of that. "In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." And there are sorrows and trials and troubles on every hand. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. And so battles, sorrows, troubles and griefs are some of the reasons our spiritual eyesight or vision grows dim. And sometimes, you know, as you think about it, actually, sometimes that can happen with an abundance of blessings, spiritually or naturally. If your goal in life is to prosper and become a wealthy Christian, if you just get caught up in the deceitfulness of riches, your spiritual vision can get very dim. Amen. If we do not walk in alignment with God's word, there are on either side of the straight and narrow way, there are dangers that lurk. In Job, the 17th chapter, verse 7, he said, "Mine eye is also dim by reason of sorrow, and all my members are as a shadow." In Psalm 6:7, this is the Living Bible, the psalmist says, "Mine eyes are growing old and dim with grief because of all of mine enemies." Now, this could be natural enemies, certainly wasn't the case of David, or in our day and age, in our Christian spirit experience and warfare, it's because of the enemy of our soul, our adversary, who will never give up his attempts to discourage us, to get us turned backward, to help us progress in the things of God. Psalm 31 and 9 declares, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble." Is that your cry today? The psalmist goes on to say, "Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly." In other words, his physical eyes are perhaps overwhelmed with tears. His soul, his spirit, out of your innermost being shuffled rivers of living water, the belly. He is in a place of despair and sorrow. But the good news I have for you, beloved, is that God opens our eyesight naturally and spiritually. He holds our eyes in seeing. He opened the eyes of the blind. God's still doing that today for those who are naturally blind. But in most cases, we want to refer to our spiritual eyesight. Amen. Psalm 146:8 says, "The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind." Well, we can certainly apply that physically as well as spiritually. We have a good example in the Old Testament. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, verse 17, we see the man of God praying. It was Elisha, the prophet of God, who discipled under Elijah, and they were surrounded. The little town was surrounded by an enemy, and Elisha was not that concerned, and the servant was, "Oh my goodness, master, what are we going to do?" And so Elisha prayed, and God opened the eyes of the young man, his servant, to see that the surrounding mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire. It was the chariots of the Lord. It was the supernatural army that was there to fight in their behalf. So, beloved, God enlightens our understanding. And when he opens our eyes, spiritual understanding or illumination comes. We can get a vision. We can get an understanding, revelation of not only spiritual matters, spiritual concepts and principles, but also in terms of vision of our own life, very practical things of what he wants us to do. Not only our grand vision and purpose for life, but what you're supposed to do today. Have you thought of asking the Lord? "Lord, would you lead me by your Holy Spirit? And would you let me know moment by moment to know what I should do, how I should act, what are my priorities?" That's what Jesus did. He said, "I don't do anything but that the Father shows me." Now, that's interesting. I used to think, puzzled about that. What is Jesus seeing the Father showing him? Well, beloved, in his mind's eye. Have you ever had the situation where you're about doing something and all of a sudden you get a mental picture of what your next step is? Well, that's how God works. He shows us things. We see things, sometimes very natural things. You know, I really invite you to ask the Holy Spirit to be with you in your daily walk, because he can make you so efficient. He can help you with, if you're feeling pressured with time and you're so busy, there's not enough time, not enough hours in the day to accomplish all you want, ask the Holy Spirit to show you. And he's amazing. He's brilliant. I don't have to tell you that, do I? But he may have ways of making your life so much easier, so much simpler. I can't tell you the times I've said, and I've forgotten to check in with the Holy Spirit, and I have to go back and get something I forgot. I don't know how many times I've done that, but you know, I'm kind of slow in learning, but I'm gradually getting it. So I invite you to try that. Of course, you might be far more advanced than I am, but if we walk in the Spirit, if we live in the Spirit, he will teach us how to walk in the Spirit. So God enlightens our understanding. He brings spiritual understanding, and illumination will come to us. Let me share a quote from Ezra, the 9th chapter, verse 8. "And now a little space hath been shewed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that for the purpose," now listen to this, "that our God may lighten He's not talking about a burden here, but lighten, give spiritual illumination, may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. And then, of course, that beautiful promise in Psalm, or prayer, if you will, in Psalm 119, verse 18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Oh, beloved, revival will come when the heart of each and every individual member of the body of Christ, when every individual saint becomes consumed with a love for Jesus, and with that love burning in our hearts, it is out of that love from which every manner of good work will flow. We will be rich in the things that God has prepared for us, from the good works that He has ordained for us from before the foundation of the world. Beloved, there is so much God has for you and me. He wants us to open up our eyes, if you will, in the Spirit, and ask Him to give that illumination we need. I just want to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, you see those who seem to be in a fog, in a valley of darkness. Lord, they've lost a sense of direction, of vision, of where they need to be headed, of where they should be going. And Father, right now, I bind all work of the enemy. I bind lack of vision. I bind the shadows that would obscure the light of your presence, that where you are saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Father, I pray for spiritual understanding and illumination. I pray that you will give them the clarity that they need, and they will be able to move on at the things of God. They will see your hand very clearly, very effectively, very tangibly, making it so clear they won't be in confusion. They won't turn to the right or the left, but they will know clearly your plan, your will, not only for their life, but the day ahead of them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to share the good word of the Lord, and there's still yet we have to share together before I bring this message to a conclusion. I pray that you'll be able to be with me tomorrow at the same time, or if you're listening on the internet, just tune into the next day's broadcast. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write, share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.